Hello and welcome to episode 122 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we head from Arizona to Mexico to a tiny little village called Paricutin, where a farmer found something other than corn growing in his fields. It was a quiet afternoon in February 1943. Dionisio Pulido, a farmer descended from indigenous Mexicans, was plowing his cornfields by hand, the rest of his family and workers nearby helping out. And then it happened. A mighty rumble shook the ground of his cornfields and the nearby southwestern Mexico village of Paricutin. To his astonishment, Pulido saw, before his eyes, a crack open in the flat earth. The split spewed forth a pillar of ash. Understandably terrified, the family fled the field. By the end of the week, the once corn-covered field had transformed into a 60-foot-high volcano. And it didn't stop there. Over the next year, through a series of Strombolian eruptions, the cone grew over 1,000 feet high. Lava flowed over the landscape, destroying farmlands and villages, displacing communities, and causing a general ruckus. The volcano erupted for almost a decade, until, in 1952, the mountain fell silent. Because the volcano is monogenetic, meaning it has just one big hole on top that spews lava, as opposed to a volcano with tons of little holes like the volcanoes in Hawaii, scientists don't think that it's going to be going off again. But one eruption was enough. A 20-mile ring of destruction is a plenty big souvenir for this bad boy. The only thing near the volcano that survived was a church, the steeple of which can be seen even today, poking up through the field of basalt. Today, the mountain is a full 1,300 feet higher than the field of corn it once was. Really makes you wonder what kind of fertilizer that farmer was using. Thanks for tuning in to episode 122 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue further south, down the Americas, to Brazil, where we'll discover one of the most peculiar geographic anomalies.